Now, from Kansas State University, Milk Lines. Up-to-the-moment information for today's dairy producer. Here's K-State Research and Extension Dairy Specialist, Mike Brook.
Today I'd like to visit with our Kansas dairy farmers concerning another treatment for calf scours. I know many of you have very sound treatment protocols for calf scours, and we do a really, really good job of trying to get colostrum into these calves early. However, if you look back through your calf records, you'll probably realize that along about the second week of life, usually between about day 10 and day 14, you'll have a fairly high percentage of your calves that actually break with an event of scours. As we look at our treatment arsenal, there might be another thing that we could add that might actually give us an advantage. Some recent research shows that if we use colostrum, maybe in place of the milk or milk replacer that we would feed, or if we have some dried colostrum available, a powder, we can mix that in with the feed that we're already feeding, and that would give them a boost. So a feeding or two of colostrum to those animals that break with scours, in addition to some of the other things you're doing, will actually maybe help them get over it quicker. One of the things that is contained in that colostrum are compounds that would help with the inflammation that we see in the intestinal tract. So feeding or two of colostrum along with your standard treatments may actually have a very positive impact on the recovery of those animals. This is Mike Brook with K-State Research and Extension, encouraging our dairy farmers to take a look at the scours treatment program that they have on their farm and considering maybe adding a colostrum treatment to that procedure.
Milk Lines, produced by the Department of Communications at Kansas State University. This is the K-State Radio Network.